我们平安，
弟兄 brothers and sisters。
啊，我们今天这个题目哈，先告诉大家，我们今天要分享的题目啊，原来的题目叫做啊，离了我，你就不能做什么，在约翰福音第十五章第五节。
So speaking of today's topic, originally we had wanted to share on John chapter 15, verse 5, where it says, apart from.
约翰福音十五章十五节，五节。
John chapter 15 verse 5, which says,
apart from me, you can do nothing.
Apart from me, you can do nothing. The end of verse 5.
后来呢，在祷告中呢，好像有一个感觉，把这个题目改成是生命的感觉。
But through prayer and meditation, I felt that I should change this topic to the consciousness of life.
Right. 当然，其实内容没有变了。刚才弟兄带的诗歌也非常切我们今天要一同分享的信息。
Really, the content hasn't much changed, and the hymn that our brother chose is very appropriate to this topic.
好不好？我们先来读一处的圣经。
So let's first read a few verses from the Bible.
我们来看希伯来书第六章第四节到第八节。
Let's start with Hebrews chapter 6, verses 4 through 8.
好，希伯来书第六章，然后第四节，论到那些已经蒙了光照，尝过天恩的滋味，又与圣灵有份。
Hebrews chapter 6 verse 4. For in the case of those who have once been enlightened, and have tasted of the heavenly gift, and have been made partakers of the Holy Spirit,
并尝过神善道的滋味，觉悟来世全能的人。
And have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come.
若是离弃真道理，就不能叫他们重新懊悔，因为他们把神的儿子重钉十字架，明明的羞辱他。
And then have fallen away, it is impossible to renew them again to repentance, since they again crucify to themselves the Son of God and put him to open shame.
就如一块田地，吃过屡次下的雨水。生长菜蔬，呵护耕种的人用，就从神得福。
Verse 7. For ground that drinks the rain which often falls on it, and brings forth vegetation useful to those for whose sake it is also tilled, receives a blessing from God.
若长荆棘和棘藜，必被废弃，尽于咒诅，结局就是焚烧。
But if it yields thorns and thistles, it is worthless and close to being cursed.And it ends up being burned.
好，我们一起有点祷告。
Well, let's have a word of prayer.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢赞美你，又一次把我们召聚在你的面前。
Our Heavenly Father, once again, we give thanks and praise to you for calling us before you once again.
我们实在是来到天上的耶路撒冷，来到这锡安山，来敬拜你，来感谢你。
We have truly come to this heavenly Jerusalem, this Mount Zion.To gather before you to worship and praise you.
父啊，求你来祝福我们。
May you continue to bless us.
借着你的话，你的圣灵开启在我们的心中。
May your word and through the Holy Spirit be opened and revealed within us.
成为我们脚前的灯路上的光。
To be a light to our path.
使我们每一天的生活，主啊，真的能够活在你的光中。
That every day of our lives we may dwell in your light.
愿你在我们的聚会中得到所有的荣耀和赞美。
May you receive all of the glory and honor and praise in our gathering.
我们这样子的祷告乃是奉你儿子耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus in precious holy name. Amen.
好，刚才我们一起读了这段圣经啊。
And so we just read these verses in the Bible.
是不是大家有这样的感觉，是个非常严厉的？对基督徒的一个警告。
Do you guys feel that this is a very severe warning towards Christians?
非常可怕一段经文。
It's a very frightening set of verses.
甚至有的人有的基督徒在读到这段圣经的时候都感觉，难道我们会失去从主耶稣来的救恩吗？
And many people who read these verses may think, is it possible for us to lose the salvation that we received from our Lord?
难道我们会失去永生吗？
Can we lose our eternal life?
我们常常在给福音朋友传福音的时候
And when we share the gospel with our gospel friends,
我们告诉, 福音朋友们,
that if you believe in the Lord Jesus, you will have eternal life. It is a free gift of salvation. And it is completely separate from your actions as long as you believe.
所以我们常常跟福音朋友讲,
and we often tell our gospel friends, you are saved once and once and for all. Of course, this is not incorrect.
但是我们在传福音常常忘记讲福音的还有一面。
But often in the gospel, we often neglect to share the other part of salvation,
就是进天国的福音,
which is the gospel of entering into the kingdom of heaven.
我们主耶稣, 无论是施洗约翰也好, 还是主耶稣也好, 在马太福音记载，当他们一出来传福音的时候， 第一句话就是天国近了，你们应当悔改。
And whether it is the gospel authors or the Lord Jesus himself, the first sharing of the gospel is, the kingdom of heaven is near, repent.
因为要进天国是要努力才能进去的。
Because it takes diligence or violence to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
不是白白的。
And it is not free.
我们都知道将来有一天主回来的时候，
and we know that one day when the Lord returns,
天国开始了， 在地上，
and the kingdom of heaven begins here on earth.
很多的基督徒啊， 很多的基督徒可能见主面的时候会非常的吃惊。
That many Christians, when they first meet the Lord, that they will be very ashamed,
surprised. 我们都知道大家都很熟悉圣经马太福音第25章讲到十个童女的故事。
We know many brothers and sisters may be familiar with the story in Matthew 25 of the 10 virgins.
其中有五个余族的童女。
There are 10
foolish virgins.
他们见主面的时候跟主说，主啊，求你，主啊，呼喊主说，求你给我们开门。 That these foolish virgins would, when they approach, say to the Lord, 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 open this door for us. Because the door of the kingdom of heaven is already closed. But the Lord said, I don't know you.
很多人来到主面前说，主啊，主啊，我们不是在你的面前吃过，喝过吗？
And then Luke 13 has this reference that many people will approach the Lord and say, Lord, we ate and drank in your presence.
就像今天在聚会中，是不是我们在主的面前吃过、喝过啊？喝过啊？
And like today in our meeting, that before the Lord, have we not ate and drank?
而且主也在我们的街上啊，圣经这么记载，教导过，教训过人。
The Bible also says, you taught in our streets.
主说我不认识你们。
But the Lord said, I do not know you.
还有上次啊，在前不久啊，弟兄在这儿也分享到说，很多有恩赐的被神所使用的人。 许多,
not long ago, standing right here, a brother shared that there are many who are filled with grace and have been used by the Lord.
他们是奉主的名传道，奉主的名赶鬼，奉主的名行许多的异能。哇，这些是被神所使用的，大有恩赐的人。
And that there are many who spoke in his name, cast out demons and performed miracles. These are people that were used mightily by the Lord.
他说：“主啊，主啊，在主人面前呼喊主的时候，主说：我从来就不认识你们。”
And before the Lord, they'll cry out, Lord, Lord, and the Lord will answer them, I never knew you.
你们这些作恶的人。
You who practice lawlessness.
这是在马太福音第七章记载的。
And this is recorded in Matthew chapter 7.
所以圣经告诉我们，马太福音告诉我们说，被招的人多，但是被选上的人少。
And so Matthew tells us that those who have been called or invited are great, but those who have been chosen are few.
毫无疑问，有很多的基督徒啊，无份于天国，而没将要在黑暗里边，将天国降临这个地上的时候，将要在黑暗里面哀哭切齿1000年。
And so, therefore, there are many of these Christians who, when the kingdom comes, they will be in the outer darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth.
你知道吗？到那个时候啊，后悔就晚了。
But when it comes to that time, If you regret it, it's already too late.
假如我们现在今天要是能够发现啊问题的所在，该有多好！
If we could find out the source of that problem today, how great would that be?
那么问题究竟在哪里呢？
And so where is this problem?
大家还记不记得我们这次在东岸的特别聚会里面啊 ,ECCC 里边我们年长的弟兄告诉我们一句话。
Those of you who attended the East Coast Christian Conference, you may remember that one of our elder brothers shared this.
他说啊他现在里面有一个隐忧啊。
They have this, sense within themselves.
Yes.他说他发现啊这些年他到处聚会去分享信息他发现了这些年来啊神的家神的教会和基督徒越来越没有那个生命的感觉。
And that he has gone through all these various congregations and shared amongst various, groups that he senses that in all of these congregations and churches that the Christians there have lost this sense of life.
啊，我记得我们中间哈、啊，一旦有受浸的啊，一些福音朋友愿意接受耶稣基督，想要受浸的时候
，And I remember that when we had the baptism here, there were several brothers and sisters, gospel friends that wanted to be baptized.、
啊、我们的负责的弟兄都会找他们谈话
，And that our responsible brothers would go find them and speak with them.
目的呢，就是想要摸一摸啊，这些想要受浸的啊，这些弟兄姊妹里面究竟有没有生命的感觉。
And the purpose of that conversation is to kind of feel out if these people who are willing to be baptized have the sense of life within them.
你实在说来，我们真的怕误导人啊，跟别人在这受浸了，然后告诉别人你已经有永生了。
We're afraid that we may be misleading people to say that here you've been baptized, now you have eternal life.
结果等于有一天这个受浸的人去见到主面的时候。啊，没有永生，那该那是多可怕的事，对吧
？But if they eventually meet the Lord one day and they find out they don't have eternal life, that how terrible would that be？
但是你知道吗？我非常同情这些要找啊受浸的弟兄姊妹讲话的这些负责弟兄们。
But I feel very
sympathetic
to these brothers who are reaching out to these who are willing to be baptized to speak with them.
因为不管谁负责弟兄，他们不是神了、啊，他们不可能知道人的心了、啊，对吧
？But regardless, these responsible brothers, they are not God. They can't know the heart of a person.
虽然要摸别人生命的感觉，其实不容易的。
And so to be able to touch upon another person's sense of life is very difficult.
而且还害怕那些传福音的弟兄姊妹们。
And you might scare off those who are sharing the gospel.
因为那些传福音弟兄姊妹说，哦，这个弟兄可以受浸，那个姊妹可以受浸了。结果我们的负责弟兄说，哎，我怎么没有感觉啊？这个你知道吗？你会让那些传福音的人不高兴。
And so for those who are sharing the gospel and say, oh, this person is willing to be baptized, this person is ready to be baptized, and the responsible brother says, oh, but I haven't sensed that feeling of life from them. You may upset the sharer of the gospel.
如果这些传福音的弟兄姊妹再问一句，你们的圣经根据在哪里？一般这负责弟兄都无言可对。
And if the gospel speaker, you know, confronts these brothers and says, "Where is the Bible verse that you have to give proof to your statement?" They won't really have anything to say back.
Right, 因为在圣经里边还真是，至少在我的印象里边，如果我说错了，弟兄姊妹跟我纠正，在我的印象里边，圣经还真没有这个词“生命的感觉”。
So in the Bible, at least in my experience, if I'm speaking incorrectly, you know, feel free to correct me. But there's no phrase consciousness of life or sense of life.
Right. 但是刚才我们读的这段圣经，希伯来书第六章的第四节到第八节。
But these verses that we just read, Hebrews chapter 6, verses 4 through 8,
非常的清楚的让我们看见啊，这些人啊，其实曾经是有生命的感觉的。
But it is very clear here that these people who once had this sense of life,
你看啊，他们已经蒙了光照，已经蒙了光照，对吧？蒙过天的，所以这些如果你看英文都是过去式啊，对吧？又与圣灵有份啊，尝过神善道的滋味等等等等，绝无来世全能的人。哇，这些人应该有很清楚的生命感觉啊。
And so clearly we can see that it says here, those who have once been enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and have been made partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word, etc., etc. These people, this is all past tense, right? These must have had the sense of life at some point.
但是他们却几乎完全失去了那个感觉。
But they must have completely lost that sense.
才可能，所以我们为什么害怕看到这些圣经， 竟然能够把神的儿子耶稣重钉十字架， 多可怕的事。
And but how terrible are these words that are recorded here, since they again crucified to themselves the Son of God and have put him to open shame.
我个人感觉这段圣经所描写的这些人，如果将来他们见主耶稣基督的时候，可以有另外的一个吃惊。
And I think that these people, who if they one day meet the Lord, they'll have a different surprise.
他们吃惊什么？
What is their surprise?
与见主面的时候，竟然说，哎，我还有永生呢，他都不知道自己曾经有永生。 神一次给他，永远给他了。They
may be surprised to find out that, wait, I have eternal life? That the Lord gave them eternal life. They have it once and for all.
但是毫无疑问，这些人一定会在黑暗里边哀哭切齿千年。
But on the other hand, they will be cast out into the outer darkness with weeping and gnashing of teeth for 1,000 years.
失去生命感觉的后果，我们根本就是不能进天国。
The outcome of losing this consciousness, the sense of life, is the inability to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
因为神，我们都知道，在今天这个时代，神最大的工作就是要做恢复的工作。
And so we know that the greatest work of the Lord in these times is the work of reconciliation, recovery.
No, recovery, right? Yeah. 就是要把人从旧造旧的生命里边，一直恢复到新造新的生命里。
To bring people out of their old life, to recover them into the new life.
假如我们都已经失去了这个生命的感觉，我们怎么可能知道神在做什么？
If we lost this consciousness of life, the sense of life, how do we know then what the Lord is even doing?
所以我们的结局就像刚才诗歌所唱的，我们根本就不能结果子。
And so the outcome is that we cannot produce fruit.
神就会把这些不能结果子的枝子给剪下来。
And the outcome will be that the Lord would cut off these branches that aren't producing fruit.
扔在外面让它枯干。
To throw them outside and let them dry up.
然后被捡起来，被烧了，就像刚在这儿等候的，就是最后就是被焚烧。
And they will be gathered up and to be burned. And as it was recorded here, that the outcome is to be burned.
所以大家听到这肯定会有问题，那神的慈爱、神的恩典、神的信实在哪里呢？
And then people ask, where is God's mercy and His love, His kindness, His faithfulness?
保罗在罗马书第11章这样告诉我们。
Paul tells us in Romans chapter 11.
神向那些跌倒的人，最终一直到最后一直跌倒的人，是非常严厉的。
That God's severity to those who fell is extremely severe.
神既然不爱惜原来的枝子，就是爱惜以色列人，让以色列人因为不信耶稣，让他们2000年的时间把他们剪下来，一点都没有蒙到神的主，完全在黑暗里面。
And that God, towards those original branches, those Israelites who didn't believe, and in the course of 2,000 years they didn't believe, that He snipped them off with no recourse.
保罗说，神也不爱惜你们。
Then the Lord would not show that kindness to you as well.
我们会在黑暗里边，基督徒，如果我们真的不结果子，那神把我们剪下来，会让我们在黑暗里边同样哀哭切齿一千年。 以色列是2000年，我们将来是1000年，我不知道是不是准确的这个数字啊。
And so, if he is this severe to the original branches, then all of us who are grafted on, if we do not bear fruit, then the Lord will be willing to cut us off as well. And Israel cried in the darkness for 2,000 years. We would be in the darkness for 1,000 years. I don't know if these numbers are fully accurate.
Yeah. 但是我们知道一件事情，神仍然即使如此，神仍然是慈爱的，是信实的。
But we do know that the Lord is full of loving kindness and mercy.
因为最终那1000年完以后，我们后悔哀哭切齿1000年完以后，神要把我们重新带回来，因为他用1000年时间来纠正我们。
But we know that the Lord is still full of His mercy and grace, because after this 1,000 years, He will restore us and bring us back.
恢复我们，使我们进到永恒里面，永生神永远的同在里面。
That He will use the 1,000 years to teach and discipline us, and that He will bring us back into His presence after 1,000 years.
那么接下来呢，我们要从两个方面来看啊。那么究竟生命的感觉是什么啊？究竟生命的感觉是什么？这第一个。那第二个呢，就是假如我们今天失去了生命的感觉，我们如何可以找回来？
So let us approach this topic from two points. First, what is the feeling of life? And second, if we have lost this feeling, how can we obtain it again?
刚才我们诗歌里面，我还真忘记了这首诗歌。那个黎弟兄也在这个挣扎，他一直想要在生命的那在那个树里边，要在树林里边。哎，结果他一直觉得自己不在。好，我们就来看一看啊，究竟什么是生命的感觉，如何找回来。
And so, the hymn that we just sang, I forgot that, Brother Nee had this story that he once looked at the tree of life and he couldn't find himself there. And so he was looking, for himself.
Yeah.
So let's look at this.
好，我们来看一下，我们先来看生命的究竟什么是生命的感觉。我们来读一处的圣经。
So let's read a few verses in the Bible. So what is this feeling of life?
啊，我们再看约翰福音第十五章的第一节啊，我们一直读到第十节哈。
Let us read John chapter 15:1-10.
约翰福音第十五章第一节，我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser.
凡属我啊，属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。
Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it, so that it may bear more fruit.
现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了。
You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you.
你们要藏在我里面，啊，藏在就是住在的意思啊，住。你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。
Abide in me, and I in you. This abide means to live or dwell in. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me.
第五节，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing.
人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。
If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up, and they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned.
你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。
If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you.
你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples.
第九节，我爱你们，正如父爱我一样，你们要藏在我的爱里。
9. Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love.
你们若遵守我的命令，就藏在我的爱里，正如我遵守我父的命令，藏在他的爱里。
If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love.
啊，就像刚才我们所讲的哈，生命的感觉这个词在圣经里边好像。找不到。
And as we shared before, this phrase, this consciousness of life or feeling of life doesn't seem to appear in the Bible directly.
但这段圣经给我们很多很多的这个更比较深一点的能够明白这件事。
But these verses that we just read, gives us a deeper understanding of this topic.
我们非常熟悉这段圣经，我相信弟兄姊妹。
I'm very sure that the brothers and sisters are very familiar with these verses.
那么我们知道第二节呢讲了一个词哈，大家注意看一下哈，凡属我的啊，那如果你把第二节读完，你就知道原来属主耶稣的有两种枝子。
And so every branch in me, so those branches that belong to the Lord, there are two types
of branches, right?
Yeah.
有两种枝子，不管它结不结果子，它们都是属耶稣基督的。
That there are two types of branches, whether or not they bear fruit, but they all belong to the Lord.
Right. 这些人就是因着相信耶稣基督而得蒙救恩，得着白白的那个救恩，得到永生的人。
And these are people that, through faith alone, have received eternal life from the Lord.
所以神，我们的父，把我们这些一个一个的人，就接在了这个真葡萄树上。
And so the Lord has grafted us on to the true vine.
这是父接上去的啊，我们已经从此我们就有了和耶稣基督的生命连结了，从真葡萄树上得到生命的供应。
And so we have been grafted onto this true vine, and we are now receiving the true life from the vine of our Lord Jesus.
开始有了生命的感觉。
And we started to have this sense of life.
比如说啊。就有得救的平安，有得救的喜乐，赦罪的喜乐。
This
赦罪的平安啊，得救的喜乐。
This peace of sins forgiven and the joy of our salvation.
Right. 我们就有了回家的感觉，或者说有的人就觉得是啊，自己有了归属的感觉。
And people may say they have this feeling of returning home, or that they have a sense of belonging now.
我记得我刚刚受浸啊，当时没有感觉，第二天早晨起来。
I remember when I first got baptized that I didn't feel it at first, but the next morning when I woke up,
我觉得整个世界都变了，我不是有意的，突然起来的时候就是整个世界不一样了。
And I felt that the whole world seemed to have changed, and I'm not exaggerating, I felt like the whole world was different.
然后我就开车到我是在化学系啊，读研究生的时候，化学系去先跟我的教授讲，我现在是基督徒。
And at that time I was still studying in school in chemistry.And so I drove to school and I went to my professor and I said, Today I am a Christian.
他是个美国人啊，白人啊，他就说，等你两年以后再告诉我你是什么。
And so my professor was a white person, an American. And he said, After 2 years, come back and tell me what you are.
当然他不是信耶稣的。
Of course, he wasn't someone who believed in
the Lord. 你知道我从他办公室出来，我敲他门进去的。出来以后，因为我太喜乐了，就跑到心里边每一个中国人的面前说，我是基督徒。
And so,
一个人看到我这人怎么变了？确实变了。
And so after I left his office, I went to every Chinese coworker I knew and knocked on their door and said, "Hey, I'm a Christian." And everyone looked at me. It's like, how did this person change so much?
因为我在戏里边挺酷的，你知道我的学业成绩还可以啊，所以大家觉得我很酷。
And so I thought I was at the time very very cool. And,
这就是圣经里面所说的起初的爱。
And so this is that what the Bible calls the first love.
当然我们知道，如果你还没有信耶稣基督，你不会有这样的感觉的。
And we know that if you do not first believe in the Lord Jesus, you won't have this feeling.
你是属于这个世界的，不是属于耶稣的。
You belong to this world. You don't belong to the Lord Jesus.
当然就不可能有耶稣基督那个生命的感觉。
And you would, of course, not have this sense of life from the Lord Jesus.
所以今天我们传福音哈，最重要一件事情就千方百计的告诉福音朋友，我们要和主耶稣基督那个生命要连接在一起，要成为我们个人的神才可以。
And so the most important thing that we share with our gospel friends is that we must unite our lives with the Lord Jesus and have His life within us.
也就是明白为什么负责弟兄们每次受浸的时候要去摸一下，看看他们有没有感觉，很困难，真的很困难。但是总是想要试一下。
And so this is why the responsible brothers will often speak to those who are being baptized. It's very difficult to find the sense of life, but it is important.
因为有的人的表现不一定那么在外面那么露骨，那么明显。
And because not everyone's expression may be so outward, it may not be very visible outwardly.
好了，接下来我们有了生命的感觉，我们就要来维持这个生命的感觉。
And so once we have this feeling of life, we have to maintain this life.
大家知道吗？维持生命的感觉的这个主动权在我们人，在我们自己。
So do you know that the maintaining of this feeling of life, the action is actually in our hands?
这个责任在我们。
Now responsibility is with us.
如果你看刚才我们所读的这段圣经，继续往下看，从第四节开始，你就会明白。
If you continue reading in these verses, starting from verse 4, you will understand.
主在这里说，你们 要藏在我里面，我也藏在你里面。你看到没有？是我们要藏在主的里面，我们先要这样做，这个时候我们才会感觉到主在我们的里面。
We see here in the beginning of verse 4, abide in me, and I in you.
我们必须要有这个 action。
So therefore, first we must abide in the Lord before we can feel that He is abiding in us.
我在听唱这在这个一起唱这诗歌的，我突然感觉到黎弟兄在这个同样的挣扎的里面，他想要努力的住在主的里面。
And as we were singing this hymn, I saw that Watchman Nee was also in the same feeling as I was, that he was struggling to try to abide in the Lord.
但是这个努力并不是白费的。当你这样努力的时候。你才会突然意识到，原来主在你的里面，
and、
主也在你的里面。
So this struggle to abide is not worthless, because you will find that while you are trying to abide in the Lord is abiding in you.
对，当我们要努力想要去住在基督的里面的时候，我们才会意识到，原来主就在我们的里面。这个时候你就有那个生命的感觉，因为他在你的里面，你不可能没有感觉的。
And so in this struggle to abide in the Lord.We will find that He is abiding in us because if you are trying to abide in Him, then you must have this feeling of life.
弟兄姊妹们，这个生命的感觉不是自我的感觉。
Brothers and sisters, this feeling of life is not a self-consciousness.
因为我们自己这个人活了这么大半辈子哈，每个人的年纪不同啊，我们应该对这个自我的存在是有感觉的，所以就我思故我在嘛，对吧？因为我在一直在思想，我知道我是活着的呀。我有自我感觉啊。
And so, all of us, after living for this period of time, we are all different ages, for being alive, you should know your sense of self that you are alive.
前段时间我们去参加一个朋友的葬礼啊，他刚刚过世前不久，很多人去参加他的葬礼啊，比我们基督徒的葬礼的人还多。
And so recently I attended a funeral for someone and there were a lot of people that attended, more than some Christians that I know.
因为他确实是个好人。
Because he was truly a good person.
我们因为我们认识他，我们是又是同学又是同事啊，我们家给他。
And because we knew this person, some of us were either classmates or coworkers, we went to his funeral.
你知道他躺在那里的时候，完全一点感觉都没有了，那个自我感觉已经没了。
And so, as he was lying there, we could see that feeling of self, of life was completely gone.
去参加葬礼在上面讲话的人，哦，一个人，一个人，我还第一次参加非基督徒的葬礼，我他们的那个很动情的，跪在他面前哭啊，喊啊，闹啊，你看到他一点，你知道他一点的反应，因为他死了嘛，他没有反应了，自我感觉已经消失了。
And so this is my first time attending a non-Christian funeral, so,Those that went to speak about him, you know, we saw that they went up and they were weeping and crying and shouting. But the person that was dead, of course, he was dead. He had no reaction at all.
我第一次感觉到基督徒的葬礼不一样。我们有喜乐，我们知道我们去了更好的地方。但是不幸的人，那是非常悲惨的事，因为你自己没了。
And so, at a Christian funeral, it's very different because we know that we're going to a better place.And that there's joy there, but for a non-Christian, it's such a terrible thing because their sense of self is now gone.
你知道我们在今天在这里所讲的生命的感觉，不是那个自我感觉，而是什么呢？
And so what we're sharing today, the sense of life, is not this sense of self,
而是一个你家里边来了客人啊，你知道的那种感觉。
It is like.Having received a guest in your home.
我们中间有的姊妹啊，有弟兄姊妹，他们常常有时候传道人来到我们中间，他会让传道人住在自己的家里面，对吧？
And we know when we have guest speakers come, some brothers and sisters may open up their home and have the guest speaker live with them.
你知道那种感觉是不一样的。
You know that feeling is different.
你平时间在一起啊，你家里啊，自己家里人在一起，你说话行事都是非常自由的。一旦来了一个这样重要的客人的时候，你氛围都不一样，你能感觉得到。哪怕就是他进到自己的楼上房间去，你在楼下，你都发觉到不一样，那个气氛就不一样。
And you know that if you are in your own home with just yourself or just your family, your actions and your words may be more free and carefree, but when you have an important guest in your home, then your entire attitude and behavior changes. Even if they've gone upstairs into their own room and you're downstairs, you still feel constrained.
我想起那个彼得，彼得在最后打鱼，主耶稣已经复活了，他们在提比利亚海打鱼，彼得带着另外的六个跟随主的门徒一起去提比利亚海，就是加利利海打鱼。
And so I think of the time when Peter, after the Lord was resurrected, he and several of the disciples went to the Sea of Galilee to go fishing.
你知道，这半夜打鱼，对吧？那渔民那个时候很自由的，他们都是光着身子的，反正看不见，对吧？全身是光着的。然后打鱼，你万一有鱼，你跳下水多方便嘛？那个时候不像现在穿游泳裤，2000年前，所以很自由自在的打了，晚上的鱼没打着。And
so at the time, the fishermen were often fishing at night, and therefore feeling very very free. There's no one around. They can be nude when they're fishing, and if you need to jump in the water for whatever reason, if you're already nude, then it's fine, right? It's very convenient. Yeah. Unlike today, where we often have swimming trunks.
Right. 所以当突然在岸边上主向他们显现的时候，有的人说是主。你看彼得的反应是什么？
And so when they drew near the shore, and one of the disciples said, "Look, it is the Lord." What was Peter's reaction?
赶快抓件衣服，把穿上，然后跳到海里。你就是跳海，你就打湿了。但是他顾不上那么多，因为岸上是主站在那儿的。穿上衣服，赶快就跳到海里边，当然往左那儿去。And
so, what did Peter do when he heard that the Lord was on the shore? Quickly, he grabbed his clothes, put them on, and jumped into the ocean and swam to the Lord.
你们都知道，起初的爱这种感觉，慢慢都演变，会越来越深沉的对主的那种生命感觉。And
so, we know that this this feeling of first love would grow deeper into the understanding of the sense of life.
假如我们今天有神在我们的中间，我们大家都能够感觉这个生命上能够感觉得到的话，我们都知道这是一个圣地。我们每个人都把世界上的鞋、那些手机都要放在边上，对不对？
If we all sensed the presence of the Lord among us, and that this was a holy place, then immediately all of us would want to take off our earthly shoes and put aside our cell phones, right?
对，我们就像主在这儿所讲的那样，当我们都在，当主在我们的里面，主在我们中间的时候，主的话就在我们的中间，主的爱就在我们的中间。When
the Lord is among us, in our midst, then the word of the Lord is here, and the love of the Lord is here.
像保罗所说的，当人都尽都离弃他的时候，他能够感觉到。 主就在他的旁边，他因为他那个时候上诉嘛。And
so as Paul was about to be executed, he said, "All of the people have abandoned me, but there he still felt the presence of the Lord."
Yeah, 他就感觉到主在他的旁边，你知道这是什么感觉吗？And
he felt that the Lord was next to him. Can you imagine what this feeling is like?
就像那个。 大卫说，在诗篇46篇说，我常将耶和华摆在我的面前。And
as David said in the Psalms, I continuously place the Lord before me.
因为主在我的右边，我就不致摇动。Because
he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken.
因此我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也要安然居住。你知道大卫虽然在旧约，他有那样强的生命的感觉。
Therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will dwell securely. And we see David had this sense of life, even though he was in the Old Testament, that he could live in this way.
当然我们要说回来，既然是感觉，这是主观的感觉，对吧？所以就有错的时候。
And so this may be a normal or subjective feeling, so it may be incorrect.
Yeah, 有的时候就可能有错.
Yeah, and sometimes you may be wrong.
因为仇敌也会假冒呀.
And the enemy sometimes may pretend.
但是我们不需要害怕.
But we do not need to be afraid.
我记得有一个牧师曾经讲说，哇，每次听说圣灵充满，他就害怕，他就拒绝这件事情。其实完全不应该的。
And I once heard a preacher say that every time he felt the presence of the Lord, he was afraid and he was shaking. That, but that shouldn't be.
就像诗歌所讲的那样的，我们是属神的话也这样讲，我们是属主耶稣基督的啊。主耶稣这样保证，没有人可以把我们从父神的手里，或者从我们的主你的手里拿夺去的。
As the hymn and the Bible tells us that we belong to the Lord, and no one can take us out of the Lord Jesus or God the Father's hand.
我们都知道，今天我们的大祭司，我们的主耶稣基督，天天在为我们的祷告，而且我们一起聚会的时候，弟兄姊妹啊，会印证我们里面的那种感觉的。
And we know that.Our Lord is our great high priest and is daily interceding and praying for us. And the brothers and sisters can testify to that feeling.
最关键的是我们这个人自己啊，我们不要太主观。
And so most importantly is we should not place ourselves too highly in our own esteem.
我们要知道我们仍然有错的时候。
We have to accept that when we are wrong.
我们的感觉有时候也确实会有错误的时候。
And our feelings may sometimes be wrong.
只要我们柔和谦卑，明白十字架道理，我们不用怕。
As long as we are gentle and humble and focus on the cross, we have nothing to fear.
记住一点哈，我们是人，我们不可能从来都不会有错的。我们有基督徒就，我就遇见过这样的基督徒，从来觉得自己不会有错，那就麻烦了。
We must understand that we are still human and that we can't be perfect all the time. We can't always be right. And I have met some Christians that will think this way, that they're always right, and that's when problems occur.
那么我们再讲一点关于这个生命的感觉哈，这个生命的感觉啊，刚才诗歌一再提醒我们，其实是很容易失去的。
And so let's go back to this sense of feeling of life. It is actually, as the hymn says, something that is easily lost.
非常容易失去的。啊，你看，如果我们刚才读的这个约翰福音十五章第一节到第十节哈，如果你仔细的分析，你就发觉到主实际上在那反反复复变着方式的告诉我们，你们要住在主里，为什么？
And so if we turn back to John chapter 15 verses 1 through 10, these verses that we just read, the Lord continuously goes back and in various different ways tries to explain this concept of abiding in Him.
主反复在告诉我们，你们要住在我的里面，你们要住在我的里面。为什么？因为他知道容易失去这个生命的感觉。
He continuously and in various ways says, "Abide in me, abide in me." Why does he do this? Because he knows that this sense of life is easily lost.
我记得几年前，我们中青年组还在这个地方查经的时候，还没分组的时候，我们中青年组就讲中文的哈，我们在一起正好读到这段圣经。
And I remember many years ago, our Chinese Bible study group, we were still meeting up here, and we haven't separated into different groups yet. We had just read up to these verses.
所以我们大家就有一个合约啊，我们就说我们一起来体验什么叫住在主的里面，然后主就住在我们的里面。我们大家一起来试啊，每天都想这件事情，看能够想象是不是啊主啊是不是能够有感觉啊。
And so we said, let's have a trial. Let's just try this out. We'll every day we'll try to abide in the Lord and see if we can sense Him abiding in us.
我不知道我们维持了多久，我只是说可能第一个星期大家回来说的时候好像还有一点，但是我们现在各位当时我们在这儿啊签订的，我们说的一起要做的，我不知道大家坚持了多久。
And so I don't know how long we lasted in that experiment. Maybe after the first week we were still all doing it, but you know.When we were still meeting here, I don't know how many have persisted in.
反正我是没有了，我敢肯定我知道，对吧
？For me, I know for sure that I stopped because you know I know myself.
刚才我们讲到那个大卫啊，他是非常有生命的感觉的。
We know David. We said before he was someone who had this deep feeling of the Lord's life.
但是他有一次也失去了生命的感觉，失去的非常厉害。
But even he.Also lost this feeling once and fell very severely.
他竟然和有夫之妇行淫， 然后还把人家丈夫给杀了。那个丈夫是个好人，
and
是个义人。
He committed adultery with a married woman, and in fact had her husband killed. And her husband was a very a good and righteous man.
然后呢，把这个妇人又这个跟他行淫的这个妇人又把他娶到自己的家里来。他已经有很多妻子了。
And afterwards, he married this woman who he had adultery with, and even though he had already had many wives.
你知道你在看这个故事的时候，你发觉到他毫无感觉，他都不知道自己犯了。如果今天来说啊，不要说那个时候，我不知道。因为他是王位没办法，今天一定是死刑的。你跟别人行淫，还把别人丈夫给杀了，人家丈夫是个好人。
And when we read the story, we see that David didn't even sense that what he was doing was wrong. Not to speak of today's morals, but back then, as a king, you know, he had, all, you know, it was different. But he didn't know that what he had done was wrong, you know, committing adultery with a married woman and having her husband killed, even.
要最后是神差派先知去点醒他，他才突然意识到自己犯了如此大的错误。
And it wasn't until the Lord sent a prophet to condemn him that he realized that what he did was wrong.
我们也是一样的，我们随时都有可能失去生命的感觉。
And we are likewise the same. And at any moment we can lose the sense of.
你知道我们失去生命感觉的样子吗？我们可以照常来聚会的，弟兄姊妹们。
So what does it look like when we lose the feeling of life? We may still gather together and meet.
我们甚至可以照常来服侍主，在这个地，在教会里面。
We can even serve the Lord in the church.
啊，就像刚才我们在早晨在查圣经说之类，我们有我们自己着了水的池子，那个池。那就是那个 container for the water, right?、
Mm-hmm.
Collect the water, 就是旧约 Jeremiah. 好，我们可以借着那个旧约那个池子里面还有水啊，我们可以用啊。
So as we studied earlier this morning, that in the book of Jeremiah, that we have a cistern that is still filled with water, we can still use it.
The container or cistern, yeah, that's the right word.我们可能完全没有感觉，不自知，但是我们都不知道我们和生命的源泉已经切断了。
And we may still be using this pool of water, but we may not have any sense that we are already been disconnected from that source.
有时候别人教会弟兄姊妹不一定看得出来，我们自己也都不知道。
And it may be that brothers and sisters from other churches, or even we ourselves, cannot see.
如果失去这个生命的感觉太久的话，我们就变成顽梗不化的人了。
But if we're disconnected from the source of life for too long, then we will become completely dry.
Stubborn.
Yeah.
就像那个我们刚才一开始读的希伯来书第六章啊，那些人就已经好像变成根本就没办法挽回了的。
As it says in Hebrews chapter 6, these people that have fallen away will be completely separate.
Right. 你知道在圣经里面哈，圣经里边有一个余数余民的原则啊，就是就 a few people.
There, you know, in the Bible, there is this concept of a few remaining people.
Right. 我们都知道对以色列如此啊，以色列人大部分最后不信耶稣基督。只有少数信了，所以保罗在罗马书十一章就说，其余的少数的信了耶稣基督，犹太人，其余的就变成顽梗不化的人。
And so that the people of Israel, we know that majority of them rejected the Lord and didn't believe, but Paul said in Romans 11 that there's a few.A remnant that remain.
They believe in the Lord.
They believe in the Lord.
The rest is become, I think, a non-believer. Or actually, God 就把他们给剪下去了，对吧？
Yeah. And the everyone else are like these branches that the Lord has.
其实对今天这个事件也是如此。只有少数人信耶稣基督，听了福音以后，绝大部分人就成了顽梗不化的，根本不信。所以有时候我担心我们中间福音朋友。
And likewise today, the majority of people that hear the gospel don't truly believe, and are become like these Israelites that are pruned off. But so I am concerned for our gospel friends.
如果我们听福音时间太久了，我们也有这个危险啊。 听福音太久了，有可能我们就变成那些大多数顽梗不化的人。
If we listen to the gospel for too long, we are also at risk of becoming like these who are stubborn and lost.
Yeah, 那个就是 hardened， 那个英文用的是 hardened， right？ Okay。同样对基督徒，不光是对不信的人，对基督徒，如果我们生命的感觉消失的太长久了，那么剩下的可能真正的还有感觉的只是余数，这就是得胜者的原则。
And likewise for Christians, for those that have been cut off from the source of life for too long, they are also become hardened. And so those who are truly remain and become a remnant are become the, this principle of the overcomer.
Right. 所以得胜者这人是不多的，即使对基督徒也是如此。
And so these overcomers are also few in number. So in among Christians, likewise.
所以如何，假如我们真的失去了，也许是暂时，就像弟兄他也挣扎这个事，对吧？如果我们真的失去了，我们如何找回这个生命的感觉呢？
So if we have lost this feeling of life, how do we find it back? Our brother Nia was searching for the same answer.
我们都知道要维持生命的感觉，责任在我们。同样的，要找回生命的感觉，责任和主动权也在我们。
So we know that the responsibility for maintaining the sense of life is with us. Likewise, the responsibility for finding that sense of life again is with us.
主耶稣对以弗所教会这样说，在启示录的时候。
The Lord said to the church of Ephesus in Revelation.
他责备以弗所教会说，你们把起初的爱心离弃了。
He rebuked the church in saying that you have lost and abandoned your first love.
你们要回想是从哪里坠落的。
And he said, you should remember from where you fell.
然后要悔改，然后要行起初所行的事。看到没有，主说你们要去做，你们要去回想。
And repent and do the things you did in the first place. We see here that the Lord says, you should do this, you should remember.
当然每个人的原因都有可能不一样。
And so everyone's reasons may be different.
但是有两件事情，有两件事情，我觉得要对于我们来说，要找回生命的感觉是必不可少的。
But I think there are two things that if you're trying to get back the feeling of life that you cannot lack.
Right. 尤其是到现在，你末世的时候，主耶稣快回来的时候。
Especially today in these end times when the Lord is returning soon.
我们就来看，在找回生命感觉中两件至关重要的事。
So let's look at these two important things for getting the feeling of life back.
我们先来看希伯来书第十章。
Let's first turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
从十九节我们一直读到二十五节，有点长。
We'll read verses 19 through 25. It is a fairly long section.
Right. 我要不我就读我这段我读，你下一段你读哈。
Okay. So our brother will read it in Chinese, and I'll read the next set.
希伯来书第十章第十九节，弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。又有一位大祭司治理神的家。并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洁净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前，也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善的。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，知道既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。好，这段
10:19-25，
这段圣经告诉我们什么叫做幔内的生活。
And so this set of verses tells us what is that life in through the veil.
Right, 因为第二十节告诉我们，我主耶稣为我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，所以我们通过幔子进到至圣所里面，这幔子主的身体。啊，第一件事情必不可少的是幔内的生活。那我们来看第二件事情啊，我们看罗马书第八章十二节到十六节。
So this is a very important thing that it says in verse 20, by a new living way which he inaugurated for us through the veil that is his flesh, that we have this life that is through the veil.
好，我们来看罗马书第八章的第十二节到十六节。我们这次请 Chris 弟兄跟我们。
So now we will read in English Romans chapter 8 verses 12 through 16.
Yeah, 12 to 16, yes.
Okay. Romans chapter 8 verse 12. So then, brethren, we are under obligation not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you are living according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by which we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God.
哇，十六节哈，我们说啊，这是第二点，体贴圣灵的生活。啊，圣灵就可以同证我们是神的儿女，啊，你知道吗？圣灵的感觉是什么？就是圣灵在我们里边告诉我们，我们是谁。
And so, verse 16, how great is this verse? That if we abide in the Spirit, the Spirit testifies with our spirit that we're children of God. And so, this sense of life is this, the Holy Spirit within us.
好，我们现在看幔内的生活。
So let's first.Consider the life through the veil.
刚才我们已经讲了，我们这个人哈，想要一直住在主的里面，是个非常困难的事情。
We said that for someone who wants to abide in the Lord, it is very difficult.
非常难以维持，而且非常容易失去。
It is hard to maintain and it is easy to lose.
一不小心，世界上有点什么事情，就把我们给打岔，就把我们给带不知道带到哪里去了，对吧？
And we know even a small thing in this world may lead us astray and take us to who knows where.
我在思想这段圣经的时候，我突然意识到，为什么在两三百年前，很多人愿意跑到修道院去做修士、做那个修女？为什么？因为他们想要避开世界的影响，因为太多打岔的是这个世界。
And so I considered that 200 years ago, there were many, many people who wanted to go run off to a monastery to be a nun or a priest and live apart from the world.
对吧？但是当然，我们一看读圣经，就这不是圣经的教导，圣经从来没有让我们这样做。
And we consider, well, these aren't really the teachings of the Bible. The Bible never asks us to do these things.
但是圣经为我们预备一个幔内的生活。
But the Bible prepares for us this life through the veil.
对于今天的新约基督徒来说
，and for the modern Christian today.
哎呀，我们都知道幔内的生活，我们过去的理解啊，这次我读希伯来书和弟兄姊妹一起读的时候啊，借着弟兄姊妹一同的分享嘛，我觉得我有好一些新的领会啊。
And so I think through the studying of these verses in Hebrews that I have a little bit of understanding that I can share with the brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，幔内的生活不是你个人的生活，是团体的生活。
Brothers, this life through the veil is not your individual life, but a corporate life.
幔内的生活是教会的生活。
The life in the veil is the life of the church.
记不记得大卫在诗篇第二十七篇这样说？
David in Psalm chapter 27 said this.
他说：“我曾有一件事，有一件事我曾求问耶和华。”
And he says, "I have one thing that I have asked from the Lord."
我现在还要寻求。
That I shall still seek today.
就是我要一生一世住在耶和华的殿中。
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
瞻仰他的荣美，寻求他。
To behold the beauty of the Lord.
然后寻求他 ，right?
And to meditate in His temple. Yeah.
你知道大卫的梦想就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿内。
And so David's dream was to spend his entire life dwelling in the temple.
而今天你我这些基督徒，因为主耶稣基督的宝血，主耶稣基督的身体，我们随时随地可以来到。至圣所来到幔内与神同在。
And so today, those of us who have received salvation from the Lord, who have been washed by His blood, we can at any time enter into the most holy place through the veil.
这是地上教会众像的生活。
And this is the upward facing life of the church.
你知道，经常教会非常不完全啊！你知道，我相当一段时间一直在想要搞清楚地上教会、天上教会之间那个关系和区别。
And so for a long time, I was considering what is the difference between the church on earth and the church in heaven. What is that line? What's the difference?
这次我们在一同读希伯来书的时候，我突然通了。我突然发觉到，我们这些这么不完全的人，还有很多人生病，还在线上不能来，对不对？多不完全的聚会啊！但是我们和天上的耶路撒冷是通的，弟兄姊妹们。
And so I suddenly, as I was studying, considering this, I understood that all of us today, the imperfect, those of us who are meeting online because we're sick, we're gathered together, but the church, that is in heaven, we're connected to it.
我们不像旧约里的会幕啊，是个影子在那儿。我们今天是每个人在这里坐着，你知道我们碰到的是真实的东西。
We are not like in the Old Testament where the tabernacle and the temple are just a reflection or a shadow of what is real. Today, we are sitting, what we are touching upon is real.
想想看你所引用的宝血和天上天耶路撒冷，你知道看希伯来书第十二章就知道，天上的那个新耶路撒冷，那耶路撒冷也有宝血，也有羔羊的宝血在那里。你知道我们是同一个血，知道吗
？And so the blood that we partake of today, as it says in Hebrews 12 in the New Jerusalem above, that they also partake of in that New Jerusalem, it is the same blood.
大祭司在天上是不是？你相不相信大祭司今天也在我们中间？
That our great high priest is in heaven. Do you believe that he is also here among us today?
我们的神的宝座在天上，是不是？你知道神的宝座也在我们中间吗？是同一个啊，不是个影子。
The throne that our Lord reigns from in heaven is also present here among us today.
更有圣灵，神的灵。
And it is not an image or a shadow. And even more so, His Holy Spirit.
所以希伯来书说。你们今天来到的是天上的耶路撒冷，锡安山，神的锡安山，神掌权的地方。
And what Hebrews tells us that today what you have arrived at is the New Jerusalem, the Mount Zion, belongs to the Lord.
如果我们每一个弟兄姊妹在这聚会的时候能够和天相连的话，我甚至相信外人来到我们的中间都觉得神在我们的中间。
If all of us that are gathered here today are connected with heaven above, then any outsider that comes in would be able to tell that the Lord is here with us.
这是纵向，然后还有横向，弟兄姊妹，我们彼此聚集在一起的时候。
And so that was the upward facing life. There's also the horizontal life.
Right. 然后希伯来书告诉我们，我们要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
And so it says in Hebrews that we need to,
take care of each other.
Yeah, to
chapter 10, verse 24.
Let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds.
然后你们不可停止聚会。
And you should not forsake.Our own assembling together.
因为那日子临近了
Because that day is near.
所以然后接下来警告就不用念了、啊、你知道如果我们停止聚会如果我们没有幔内的生活这些就是真道啊你知道结局是什么吗
And so we won't need to read the warning that comes. If you forsake the gathering, which is the true way, then you know what that outcome is.
所以弟兄姊妹们想想看假如我们整天我们每一次新主日在这聚会我们有纵向我们有横向我们天天见主的面啊我们会有当主人来的时候主会说不认识我们吗
If every time we gather, on Sunday, we have this upward, facing connection and the horizontal connection, do you think that when we meet the Lord, that he would tell us that he does not know us?
就连我甚至相信就连外人没有信耶稣的人来到我们中间都能感觉到神的同在我们会有没有生命的感觉吗
If even outsiders come among us and can feel the presence of the Lord, would we think that we have lost this sense of life?
最后我们来看一下体贴圣灵的生活
Let's now consider abiding with the Holy Spirit.
我们都知道，我们最最体贴圣灵的生活多半是个人的生活，前面是团体的生活。
And so the abiding in the life of the Holy Spirit is an individual experience, whereas previously it was a corporate.
我们知道我们有会有跌倒的时候，大卫是如此，我们也都是一样的，对不对？但是我们会也会有失去生命感觉的时候。
We know that we may stumble and fall like David did, and we know that we may lose this sense of feeling of life.
但是主告诉我们，一旦我们信了他，重生得救，圣灵住在我们的里面，永远不离开我们。
But the Bible tells us that when we first believe in Him and accept Him, the Holy Spirit is now living in us and will never leave us.
而且要找回生命的感觉，其实就是圣灵在我们的里面光照我们。所有生命的感觉其实是圣灵在里面光照我们，让我们感觉到主和我们同在。就像尼多生那时候一下高兴坏了，跳下去抱着那个厨子弟兄，对吧？因为圣灵光照他。
And so this sense of life within us is the Holy Spirit shining His light in us. And so when we can feel the Holy Spirit within us,then we would sense the life as our brother needed when he was overcome with this feeling of the spirit of life and he went down and he embraced the brother in the kitchen.
其实我们回顾我们一生属灵的生命，每一个进步，我们从认识主开始，以致每一次的生命进步，哪一次不是圣灵光照我们，改变我们，使我们感觉，使我们又回到生命的感觉里面。
So every step in our journey, through our spiritual journey,which step is not first caused by the Holy Spirit shining His life within us and illuminating our path for us?
罗马书第八章，加拉太书第九的第五章都特别分别讲到了关于圣灵与肉体相争。
And so the Bible clearly tells us that the spirit and the flesh are opposed.
Yeah, 我们都知道，其实今天所有的问题，失去生命的感觉问题，归根结底都是那个肉体。
And so in Romans 8 and Galatians 5, they tell us that. So we know that today, all of our struggles and difficulties are because of that struggle between the flesh and the spirit.
而圣灵就是专门针对那个肉体的。
And the Holy Spirit is especially opposed to the flesh.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道今天我们活在这个时代最大的难处是什么吗？
And so brothers and sisters, you know that today, our situation, our circumstances today, what is our biggest problem?
是什么？
And what is it?
手机是不是
is it our cell phone?
社交媒体是不是
is it social media?
还有那个短信，就是那个 TikTok, 类似 TikTok 那样的东西，几乎占据了我们所有的时间。
Or these short form videos such as TikTok, they have sucked up all of our time.
我们几乎你知道早上起来手机拿开，然后晚上睡觉前，我不知道多少人是拿着手机的，对不对？大家自己想想，不用告诉我，主知道。
And so today, the first thing you wake up, you grab your cell phone, or before you go to sleep, you look at your cell phone.
甚至开车，我们都拿着手机的。
You don't have to tell me, the Lord knows. But even driving our car, we have our cell phone.
最近 South Brunswick, 我们住在那个 town, South Brunswick 给我们送了一个，就前不久送了一个 message. 现在就是我们那个 town, South Brunswick 那个 police department 要准备 enforce 在交通要道那儿要 enforce。要有 camera 或者不是，我们不知道他怎么做了，他没告诉我。要看这些人是怎么开车的，因为我们。
So the town that I live in, South Brunswick, they sent a notification to us that the police department will begin enforcing these cell phone driving rules.
因为我们这个 town 不大，就南面一点点。最近一段时间出了非常多的致命的交通事故，而不是一个，死了很多人，就在我们 town。我相信其他趟也不例外，而且说是 ，police 告诉我们就是手机的原因。
And so, our town, which is a little bit to the south, is not very big, but in our town recently we had many fatal accidents, and the police tell us it's because people are driving with their cell phones.
我甚至有的时候我自己都感觉到，不知道弟兄姊妹的感觉。我觉得手机也好，社交媒体也好，这个 WeChat 对吧？这个 Shorts 非常使我感到绝望。
And I don't know about everyone else, but as for myself, the cell phones and especially the social media and on WeChat, it fills me with dread.
你知道过去我们觉得很忙，占据了我们很多时间，没法亲近主。
Before, we may feel that we're very busy and we don't have time to draw near to the Lord.
后来读了那个劳伦斯弟兄的书，觉得忙中我们只要思想是静下来的，还可以亲近神。
But we studied a book from our brother
Lawrence.
Lyle.
Lawrence. Yeah. Lawrence. Brother Lawrence, right?
Oh.
He's talking about, he was a cooker, right? He's very busy, but he's always maintaining conscience and so on. I believe the Lord.
So our brother Lawrence shared that even though he was cooking or very busy, as long as he can keep his thoughts in mind upon the Lord, he can still draw near to him. While you're using a cell phone, have your thoughts be on the Lord, right? At first I thought cell phones would be great because I could listen to the Bible. And that you may be able to listen to the Bible or messages, but I find truthfully that you become too busy with the cell phone that you don't have time to draw near to the Lord.
但是告诉大家一个小秘诀, 靠着圣灵。
But I tell everyone a small secret, to rely on the Holy Spirit.
假如弟兄姊妹愿意做的话, 你立志过一个圣洁的生活, 因为圣灵是圣洁的。
If you are willing to live a holy life, because the Holy Spirit is holy.
圣经告诉我们,非圣洁没有人能够见神,
and Hebrews tells us that without holiness, no one can see the Lord.
你知道吗? 只要你有这样, 因为这责任在我们啊, 找回生命的感觉责任在我们啊, 如果你要有这样的励志, 你很快你就会听到圣灵微小的声音。
So because the responsibility of finding this sense of life belongs to us again, if you're willing to live this holy life, you will find that you will be able to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, the soft, quiet voice.
只要你敢立这样的志向, 我敢保证你一定听到圣灵的声音。因为什么呢？我就这么做了。我结果一拿手机, 里边就有声音出来。赶快把手机放下。
And so, if you are determined to live this holy life, you will guaranteed begin to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. How do I know? Because I've had it myself, and as soon as I pick up my phone, a voice within me says, "What are you doing?" And then I put it down again.
Right.
And because the moving of the Holy Spirit is often not convenient. And it may seem unreasonable for the Holy Spirit to lead us in doing these.
圣经中太多太多的例子，我们没时间了，我们就随便讲一个就可以了。
And so the Bible is filled with many of these examples, and we can't go through all of them, so we'll just pick a few to briefly discuss.
我们最近在查耶利米书，你知道耶利米在那个犹大地那个国家马上就要灭亡了，大兵压境围着的时候，里面有声音，神告诉他，你去买一块地，哇，这个就在那个被围的地方买块地，这太不合理了，这个国家都要灭亡，你让我买地干嘛？
And so we were studying Jeremiah, and Jeremiah at that time, he was moved by the Spirit to tell him, and told him to go buy a piece of land. The nation was surrounded by enemies and was about to be destroyed, and the voice within him told him to buy a piece of land near the front line, and he's saying, well, the nation is going to be destroyed, why would I buy land?
以西结神让他吃那个烤了粪便的饼，要吃那个，当然我们会解释为什么是圣。 这件事情是预表以色列人都肮脏啊！你说你说那个现在让他用人粪来烤饼吃，这个太难太难了。后来他求神，神在让他说用牛粪烤饼吧，多困难的事情。And
Ezekiel likewise, he was told to eat bread baked from burning human dung,
yeah.
And which is to show how filthy Israel has become. And he, you know, pleaded with the Lord, and he said, "All right, you can use cow dung instead."
还有何西阿，对不对？让他去娶一个淫妇做自己的妻子，还要非常去爱她，这个太不合理了。但是我 有原因的，你一看你就知道哈。所以我没时间解释这个。
And Hosea, the prophet, he was told to marry a prostitute and to truly love her. And these all seem entirely unreasonable, but they all had a reason behind it. And I don't have time to explain them now, but if you look and study, you can find
them. 我们年长弟兄啊，七十多岁了，然后走在路上，神说你把那个垃圾捡起来。啊，这弟兄说，神啊，我都那么老了，你让我做这样的事，但是他还就得去做。
And our elderly brothers often have shared this experience that while they're walking along, the Lord says, "There's a piece of trash on the ground. Pick it up." And he'll say to the Lord, "Lord, I'm so old now. You want me to bend down and pick up trash?" But they still do it.
因为圣灵要让我们看我们究竟顺不顺服他的引导。
Because the Lord wants to see if we are truly faithful and willing to follow Him.
最后讲一个见证啊，有位弟兄啊。他因着圣灵也告诉他做类似这样的事，结果他拒绝。
And so I'll share a testimony that a brother shared that he was moved by the Spirit to do something similar, but he didn't.
我当时我也不知道怎么理解这件事情，特别不合理，我就说不用做。结果接下来的几年时间，圣灵不给他讲话。
And we considered what.The Lord told him, and he said, "This is unreasonable. You know, you shouldn't do it." But what happened was that after that instance, the Holy Spirit didn't speak to him for a period of years.
他完全失去了生命的感觉。
He completely lost the sense of life.
弟兄姊妹们，体贴圣灵，依靠圣灵。
Messengers, you must abide in the Holy Spirit.
只要你有这样的志向啊，你一定会圣灵会帮助我们找回那个生命的感觉回来。
As long as you have this determination, then the Holy Spirit will appear and lead us.
然后我们就会结出圣灵所结的果子，这是神要的。
We'll bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit, which is what the Lord desires.
对不起，我们超过了时间，我们一起祷告。
I apologize for going over time. Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer.
父王，我们感谢赞美你。
And Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
但愿你的话能够成为我们的警戒。
May your words be our guide.
我们实在离不开我们的主耶稣基督这个生命的源泉。
We cannot leave the source of our life, our Lord Jesus.
因为我们离了他，我们什么都不能做。
Because apart from him, we can do nothing.
将来有一天我们见他的面的时候，他就会告诉我们他不认识我们。
And one day, if we meet him face to face, he will tell us that he did not know us.
主啊，但愿我们今天还有时间的时候，我们赶快快跑的来跟随你。
And Lord, while we still have time today, let us run quickly after you.
跟随圣灵在我们里面的带领。
Following the leading of the Holy Spirit within us.
能够结出你所喜悦的果子来。
May we bear fruit that within us.
主啊，求你保守你的教会。
May you watch over your church.
主啊，你在地上的众教会。
All of the congregations on earth.
你保守你的儿女们。
And may you watch over your children.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.